Malaysian diplomat Razali Ismail, appointed as UN Special Envoy to Burma in 2000, said Sunday it would be more difficult for the country to move toward national reconciliation and democracy if the United Nations is kept at arm's length. Other senior UN officials, including the Special Envoy on Human Rights to Burma, Paulo Pinheiro, have also been repeatedly refused access. Debbie Stoddard from the Alternative ASEAN Network on Burma says Razali's decision comes as no surprise.
A lot of people were expecting this. His contract was due for renewal in December, and it was quite clear that the regime had no intention whatsoever of allowing him back in the country.
Razali was last in Rangoon in March 2004, but left after failing to persuade the military to release Aung San Suu Kyi, the leader of the opposition National League for Democracy, who has been under house arrest for much of the past decade. Stoddard says hopes had been high that Razali would be able to press for greater democracy in Burma.
Many people hoped that Razali's diplomacy would be a catalyst for positive change and would ensure momentum of change in Burma.
In 2002, the envoy did help secure Aung San Suu Kyi's release, but hopes for democratic progress evaporated when she was again detained in 2003. Members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, led by Thailand, has attempted to build on Razali's diplomatic efforts by encouraging Burma to reconcile with the opposition and move toward political reform. But Rangoon's failure to make substantial progress on its so-called roadmap to democracy, including a new constitution and fresh general elections, has drawn widespread criticism from ASEAN. Panattan Wataniagorn, a Chulalongkorn University political scientist, says the refusal to allow Razali into Burma highlights the country's increasing isolation.
As isolation increases, I think more international organizations and other countries in general may try to even push further for the Burmese to open up, including China. I think China is, of course, increasingly becoming more concerned about Burma becoming isolated.
The United States and other Western nations have tried to put Burma's human rights record on the agenda of the United Nations Security Council. But other countries, such as China and Russia, have opposed the move. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.